For more than 2,500 years, live theater has been a conduit for expression, realization, entertainment, and more. It's something that is experienced by an audience of strangers who leave connected to each other by what they have seen and felt. But what happens when this live theater experience is taken outside the four walls that most theatergoers are used to? How does the experience change when the audience moves with the production through our city's streets and the line between performance and reality is blurred? The cast and participants of the upcoming production of Althesis stand poised to answer these questions and more. Presented by Talk is Free Theater, TIFT, Althesis is a roving production that will take the audience out of the traditional theater setting in an immersive and interactive experience. Emerging artist, and recent recipient of the 2022-23 Banks Prize, musical stage company, Taylor Garwood has been part of this project since its debut in Kingston earlier this year. They are returning to Barry where they trained in acting, singing and dancing. I had the opportunity to ask them a few questions about what Althesis is all about. Richard, without giving too much away, what is Althesis about and what drew you to be part of this project? Taylor. Althesis is about finding home. For me, the show makes me wonder about what home really means to me and where I go to find it. Is it a place? A person? An idea? It's got me thinking about how I find home in the community and the art I am part of. But, what happens when we lose our home? Where do we go when we are lost? How do we get back? I was drawn to this project for several different reasons, one of them being that I'm a big fan of Griffin Hewitt, writer of Althesis, and would gladly be part of anything he created. His writing makes you lean in and consider this world and our part in it. He has a super interesting mind and I like how he sees things. He always helps me see the things I don't at first. His characters take you to other worlds, but leave you with something to take home. I also love how this show takes you from truth to theatrix within seconds. The characters are all so interesting and yet, are so different from one another, if you look closely you might even recognize yourself in them. Another reason why I am drawn to this show was how it challenges me as an actor. I get to spend time with audiences face to face each show. It's helped keep my improv and listening skills sharp. It really keeps me on my toes. I also love working for TIFT. Love that I get to be in Barry, the place I learned I wanted to be an artist. TIFT is a wonderful company to work with and is always programming interesting stories that are unique and unlike anything anyone else is doing in the country. Richard. This is your second immersive production with TIFT. How does it differ from last season's production of Written in Blood? Taylor. Althesis has a smaller cast than Written in Blood, so you get to spend more time interacting with the characters and hearing their stories. Althesis gets theatrical and intimate at the same time. Richard. During the latest run of Althesis in Kingston, did you discover any obstacles or opportunities that have been taken into consideration for the upcoming run in Barrie? Taylor. I loved how much the audiences interacted with us in Kingston. Each group was unique so that made no two performances the same. With immersive theater like this, the audience and the atmosphere are a huge part of the story and it's my job to ensure that we stay in the pocket of the story we are trying to tell. Going forward to Barry, I am considering how I can strike that balance of driving the story forward, while also letting the audience's unique energies in. Richard. For patrons who are used to traditional theater experiences, housed within four walls, what can they expect from this roving performance? Taylor. I think you can expect to always be on the edge of your seat. Richard. As an artist working outside the physical borders of traditional theater spaces, what other borders in the arts would you like to see pushed or broken through? Taylor. I'd like to see more theater companies taking bigger risks with their programming. Of course, we want to entertain, but audiences are smart, they deserve to be challenged, involved and inspired. However, this kind of work can only be done if there is financial support and resources for this art to be created. Affordable arts education for people of all ages. Arts education completely made me who I am today, but it can be incredibly hard to access for some, especially into adulthood. Art keeps me creative, compassionate and smart. It is never too late to start. Richard. In the perfect world, without a budget or scheduling conflicts, what production would you like to see mounted and be part of? Taylor. I'd like to do a production of Cats, where I play all of the parts at once. Authies run Sept. 19-23, starting at the Five Points Theater, located in downtown Barrie at 1 Dunlop Street West. For more information and to buy tickets, click here. What else is happening? Sept. 15. Danny Attack and Adam Tompkins, touring Canada after a whirlwind few months performing across the UK and the US, Danny Attack comes to the Queen's Nightclub in downtown Barrie with his blend of Americana and DIY punk attitude. Joining Danny across Canada is Barrie's own Adam Tompkins of Flight 97. For more information, click here. Also on the bill are Snow Days and Alex Ill. Sept. 16. Dark Mayhem. A goth drag show, Dream Team Events is set to cast a spell on the stage at Homestead Bakery in downtown Barrie, so grab your cobweb-covered couture for an evening as dark as your sense of humor, because life is more thrilling when it's a bit chilling. To buy tickets, click here. Sept. 21. Mountain Head. Mountain Head continues their Now You're a Monster tour and makes a stop in Barrie for just one night. As one of Canada's most exciting independent acts, Mountain Head created a sound that blends psych rock, alt rock and elements of electropop into a unique and potent sonic concoction. To buy tickets, click here. Mountain Head will be performing live at the Rec Room in Southend Barrie with The Slowing, Sundown Superhero and Kill, Death Radio. Sept. 21. Lowest of the Low, started in 1983 and becoming one of the most lauded independent Canadian bands and Indie Music Hall of Famers, Lowest of the Low will perform at St. Paul's Centre in Orillia with special guests Ray. To buy tickets, click here. Sept. 22. Scott Falconbridge, standing up, international headlining comedian and one of Canada's hottest entertainers, Scott Falconbridge brings masterful timing, quirky storytelling and quick improvisational wit to Georgian Theatre as part of this exclusive Ontario tour. Take a fresh and brilliant adventure with a comic who has delighted at the Just for Laughs Festival, starred on NBC's Last Comic Standing and creator of his own CBC's Comics and CTV's Comedy Now specials. To buy tickets, click here. Sept. 22. 10-Foot Pole. A favorite on any skate or surf punk compilation, 10-Foot Pole brings their heartfelt lyrics, aggressive guitar riffs, and fast drums to the Queen's Nightclub in downtown Barrie as part of their winning Canada 2023 tour. They are joined by special guests Drunk Tank, Heavy Petter and Hayslugger. To buy tickets, click here.